It is time for us to check sports, and there is quite a bit of sports to talk about. First of all, we'll start off in the NFL. The Panthers over the Texans 24-9, and does Sam Darnold look different not playing for the Jets and playing for the Panthers? Now, of course, that is their third win of the season. They're undefeated, but Texas and the Jets were two of those clubs, but they also beat New Orleans. So the Panthers win, and Darnold looks good. Yeah, what can you say? Other games coming up this weekend in the NFL. The Chargers take on the Chiefs on Sunday. The Cardinals and Jaguars. The Bears and Browns. The Washington football team against the Bills. The Colts against the Titans. The Saints against the Patriots. And then the Falcons go up against the Giants. Bengals against the Steelers. The Ravens against the Lions. And the Jets take on the Broncos, the Dolphins will take on the Raiders, and the Buccaneers will take on the Rams, and the Seahawks will take on the Vikings, and the Packers and 49ers will tangle. Then Monday night, it's the Eagles and the Cowboys. So that is the NFL schedule for this week. But a great day for Sam Darnold, two touchdowns, and he looks a whole lot different. But then again, like I said, they're 3-0, three of the easier teams, but still, he is playing at a much higher level than he did when he played with the Jets. We'll switch over to baseball now. A limited action yesterday in baseball. The White Sox, who clinched their division, split a doubleheader with the Indians. The Cardinals over the Brewers, the Dodgers over the Rockies. The Mariners over the Athletics. The Athletics really sinking fast out of that wild card race. The Diamondbacks over the Braves. The Padres over the Giants. And the Nationals over the Reds. The Phillies over the Pirates. Blue Jays got beat by the Twins. And the Astros lost to the Angels. So if you look at the races in the wild card races in baseball, we'll just go to that and bring that to you. As we take a look at the, where is this? There is the wild card. In the American League, Tampa Bay has a huge lead in the East. Houston has a huge lead in the West, and Chicago in the Central Division. Right now, if the season were to end, Boston would have the first wild card place, and the Yankees would have the second wild card place. Toronto is a game behind the Yankees. Seattle is two games behind. Oakland, four games behind. All right? So that's the way the wild card race looks. Tampa Bay has a six-game lead over Boston, an eight-game lead over the Yankees. In the Central, Chicago has a 10.5-game lead over Cleveland. In the AL West, Houston has a seven-game lead over Seattle. The NL East, Atlanta has a two-game lead over Philadelphia. The Mets are 7.5 games back. The NL Central, Milwaukee has a 7.5-game lead over St. Louis. And San Francisco has a one-game lead over the Dodgers. And once again, the wild card for the National League looks like this. The Dodgers have a 14.5-game lead over St. Louis. St. Louis has a 4.5-game lead over Philadelphia. So right now the wild card looks like the Dodgers and St. Louis. One final wrap-up on sports. Alabama's Nick Saban unleashed a rant during a press conference. Quote, "Did any of you play sports?" Multiple AMA beat writers covering the news conference noted on social media that Saban was short-fused, with the most viral clip of the media coming from an innocuous question about one of his players. The reporter asked what the tight end, who's missed time this season due to disciplinary issues, has done to see his role increase in the offense. Saban just took off on it. Do any of you play sports? I mean, the coach is supposed to play the best players, right? Nick Saban, anyways. Truly one of the greatest high school college football coaches of all time. All right, it is now 6:43 here on the Breakfast Club, and we go into the weekend hoping that the Giants, the Jets, the Yankees, the Mets, and even the Red Sox will win. We'll see what happens on Monday.